The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from the corner of Dream Street and Guffaw Avenue, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now jaywalking his way into your heart, here's Nate.
I have actually done some jaywalking over the past several days.
What? What have you been doing, Nate?
It's true. One nice lady in Lodi informed us, I know you guys are from out of town, but they give tickets for that here.
Oh.
Aww.
Yeah. Know.
I've been all over the Central Valley over the past week or so for work. Getting different shots of various places. I've been to Modesto and Stockton and Lodi and Tracy and Marysville and Woodland and Fairfield and Vacaville. Vacaville was really cool. If you haven't been to downtown Vacaville, you should check that out. It's actually kind of spiffy.
Really?
I've only been to the nut tree, the new nut tree.
Me too. Check out downtown Vacaville. It's kind of got a cool vibe down there.
Mm.
Very interesting. Not expecting that. So I've seen a lot of things that I hadn't seen before. Met quite a few people, and it's been a very interesting thing to sort of go around. And I've mentioned this before. I work for Fox 40, and we have a van that has our logo on it. And virtually everywhere we went, we were greeted by people going, hey, Fox 40, love Fox 40. So it was just really kind of cool. The only time we didn't get that, and this was kind of funny, my boss went with us on 2 days of the trip. So the first day, we are up at the Donner State Park, where they've got the Donner Monument, the statue. And there is this older lady there, and you know, she saw our van, whatever, and she didn't say anything to us. So my boss goes up to her, and my boss says, oh, do you watch Fox 40? And the lady was like, no, I don't agree with the way they are politically.
Oh.
And then she went into the whole thing of like, but we're the local Fox. We're not Fox News. But, and yeah, it was a lost cause.
Aw.
So it was very interesting. And we're in Stockton. We're getting this really cool shot in Stockton. And I was there with the guy who was shooting it. So I'm like, oh, let's get this shot. I'm not going to say what it was because I don't want anybody else to hear about it until the new promo campaign will be going on. We'll see the new promo sometime in the very near future. And so we have this shot, and these two dudes are walking down the street. And I said, yeah, I like this shot like this. And the guy looks over, he goes, that's a good shot. I thank you, random stranger on the street.
Oh, you've been validated.
Yeah, validated by the people walking the streets in Stockton.
Mm.
So good times. Coming up on the show today, oh, by the way, Christiana, because we record them all in one night, Christiana's still sick.
Oh.
She's obviously probably not still sick on Friday, but yeah.
We hope not.
She called out for our recording night, and we hope she's better soon. Coming up on the show today, some fun on the bus, sort of. Hulkster got his shoe stolen. But returned. We'll explain about that. And a food fight.
Ooh.
Food fight.
Remember that game? The 80s? Sorry.
Food fight?
Remember that arcade game, the food fight?
I don't know that
game.
Oh,
you little man. You got to pick up these piles of food everywhere and just throw them at the guys who are trying to get you. It's just a random 80s, 70s classic arcade game.
Fun fact. I was unaware of that.
Now you know.
I do.
Yay.
Before we get to the rest of the show, Becca has an announcement for us.
Oh, so this is my last show as a official full-time cast member of the Nate Darling Show. And I don't even know what to say about that, except that my life and my school exams and my work and all of that is kind of swallowing up my schedule. So I'm stepping back a little bit, but I'm sure I'll be in to sub now and again. And I don't know, how long have I even been on the show? More than a year, I think.
A little over a year, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been an awesome year. And when I first joined the cast, I was going through a rough time last year and kind of unemployed and had too much free time and feeling kind of isolated. And it was really fortuitous to be able to come here every week and hang out with friends, and I really loved it. And so I'm just really grateful for the time that I got to spend here and for Nate's invitation. And this is probably all more than the listeners even care about, but
no, not at all. You'd be surprised. I mean, one of the things I hear a lot about, because I get feedback from listeners, and it's not just all negative comments like we brought up on the show last week. I also get positive comments, and I'm very careful about what I tell people because some comments get taken the wrong way. Mm. But some of the things that I hear a lot that people really like about you is how open and honest you are and how much people love your stories. Like even the last show, you just came up with one that we hadn't heard in, you know, you've been doing the show for a year now. Oh, I used to be a nude art model. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's just all of these random cool things. I mean, that's why people listen to the show, to hear these stories about our lot, not just, you know, what we think about this happening, that happening, but these things that have happened to us that sort of shaped our lives and moved us in certain directions. I mean, that's what people identify with when they listen to a show like this. It's, you know, you're hanging out with, listening to the show is really like hanging out with your friends. If you are the one who's quietly sitting in the corner, not interacting with the rest of them, kind of like Ted right now.
I'll miss you, Becca. I hope you stay in touch with us.
Ted, I'll see you soon,
stay
I'm sure.
Stay cool.
Yeah, keep in touch this summer, you guys.
K-I-T.
K-I-T. Love ya.
See you at home, honey.
But yeah, I will miss it. And like I said, I'm sure I'll be back from time to time, even though there will be some cast reshuffling. And yeah, and it's the show will continue, of course, and it's awesome form. And it's funny because I originally, when I gave notice to Nate, I was like, oh, you know, however long you still need me, that's fine. And Nate, being a very efficient man, like figured things out in a matter of days, how to restructure the show. So I got here tonight and it was like, okay, you're off the hook. And I was like, oh. And so I didn't really get a chance to plan. I had like, I don't know, I had gifts I wanted to buy. I was considering learning Mbop on the ukulele because I found the tabs for it and I've been playing ukulele again and I was going to try and serenade you. But we'll just have to imagine that. Some things are probably better imagined than actually happening. But if I do master Mbop over the summer, I'll come back.
Well, if you want to come back in and just hang out next week, you're more than welcome to. Just let me know. I'm not going, no, you're not allowed back.
Well, there's only so many chairs in this apartment. Let's be real.
As we know, we've actually, I can actually run three more microphones than we have.
Wow.
We can put seven people on a show in here. So, yeah, just, we'll definitely have you back at certain times filling in for people or whatever. I mean, you were on the show before you were on the show.
That's true.
So, yeah, we'll hope to continue that. The other big announcement is Diana Hong, who was on the show last week and does the Well Hong podcast with me, will be taking over that spot on the cast. So a little bit of changes. It's going to be a little bit of a different show.
I think it'll have much more swagger, honestly.
It's going to be interesting. I'm really interested to hear. There's going to be a lot of alpha female going on in this room.
Yeah, that's true.
we may have to duck at times, Ted.
Uh-oh.
Because Christiana is very much a forceful personality, and that's what I like about Christiana. That's what a lot of people like about Christiana, is the fact that she is such a strong personality, and she doesn't back down, and that sort of thing. And Diana also is a very strong personality. She just handles things a little bit differently. So
wait, am I a beta female? I mean, I think I probably am, but I just realized that. I was like, wait, I'm not an alpha female. Ted, I don't think we're the alphas.
I'm going to be eaten alive is what's going to happen. I'm going to have to up my game.
I'll protect you, Ted.
Nate and Ted, you guys need to stock up on, like, what, Mangria and just some, like I don't know, extra testosterone building stuff.
Oh, fine. Just my steroids going again. Yep.
We'll figure it all out. But it's basically, anytime we've had a cast change, what happens is the show is just a little bit different. And people, you yourself brought up, oh, the show might be better. No, the show's not going to be better. The show's going to be different. It's just going to be different in a lot of ways. And we're going to be lacking the things that you really brought to the table on a regular basis, which was sort of that empathy, that different perspective that you have. And, of course, the stories that you tell. from your travels and that sort of thing. So it's just going to be different. That's all.
This is true.
So it's not going to be better or worse. It's just going to be different.
So don't expect too much empathy, listeners. You're on your own.
Yeah, it's like when Chrissy left Three's Company.
Aww.
And then it was just a parade of blonde girls.
They're all the same.
It's true.
So Diana is the parade of blonde girls?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I mean, to be fair, I mean, I've run people through the show before, too. So, you know, when Mel and Larry left and Ted and Christiana came in, the show changed drastically.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are nothing like the two people who were sitting in those spots before. But the show was just different.
It was just as Jewish, but far gayer, less gay.
But rather. Now it'll be more gay again.
Yay!
It will be. So that's going to come up. Barring something weird, Diana will be on the show next week and moving forward. So very excited about that. Okay. And the Well Hong podcast will continue every Monday. So there will be shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday on NateDarlingShow.com for free.
For free.
For free.
Oh, and no one does that commercial. Sorry.
And since we're giving you all this stuff for free, if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go to the website, NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and help support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps. It gives us a little bit of money to pay for the things that we need to do shows like this for free. And by the way, it takes money out of the pocket of the man. Mm. You know the man?
I hate that guy.
Yeah, it doesn't come out of your end. It comes out of the man's end. So... take it to them.
So wait a minute. Now that Ted made a reference to this commercial that Nate and Ted are both in from way back when, which I happen to know we have a DVD of. I mean, we should like post that on the show page or something like that. I don't know if you're allowed to since it advertises someplace you don't work anymore, but
right.
It's kind of amazing. Ted is like a wrestler and Nate is a wizard, and maybe that's all I should say.
It pretty much says it all.
It never actually aired. I don't believe it ever actually aired. I could be wrong. It might have aired briefly, but yeah, it was an interesting shoot, to say the least.
Do you still have the wizard robes?
Those are rental.
That was rented from a costume shop on Del Paso Boulevard.
I know that costume shop. Wait, Decades? No. What is that what it's called? I can't remember.
I think so. It's the costume shop on Del Paso Boulevard if you're in Sacramento.
Ted,
so.
do you still have the luchador mask?
I do not have the luchador mask. I don't even know where that came from. But I got to wear the luchador mask with my glasses on the outside, which I think is a very stylish look.
I wonder if that's the luchador mask that I had from, it was a WWE thing.
Oh.
That we did, that I got like a WWE kit when my network TV had SmackDown. Ooh. And I had one of those and I gave it to my friend Hootie actually has. Ooh. The luchador mask. So.
The one that I got to wear? My sweat's in that mask. Enjoy,
possibly.
Hootie.
It's tacked up over his mantle. So there you go.
Question.
Yes.
Can I still come on podcast outings?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. So. Podcast outings are yes, Ted's allowed to bring a DVD.
You're my significant other.
Right.
If not anything else.
Of course. You're not banned for anything. There's no bad blood here.
So what's the next podcast outing?
I don't think we've decided. We talked about doing a Formula One sort of thing.
Oh, that's right.
At Christiana's house. So we may do that.
Oh.
Speaking of Formula One, since it came up organically, we talked about the whole Malaysian thing. Well, the next race this weekend is the Malaysian Grand Prix.
Really?
Yes. And the families who were waiting on word of their loved ones on the Malaysian airliner were staying at a hotel in Kuala Lumpur. And then the Ferrari Formula One team showed up. They had reservations, of course. And when they showed up, the hotel made the families get out.
Oh, wow.
So,
dope.
Whoops. So another reason to hate Ferrari.
Ooh. Another thing we talked about last week, Ted, that you might not know is that apparently the Formula One formula has changed and everybody's cars are different and they kind of don't know how to drive them. And it's like a huge shakeup.
It's like new Coke.
It is.
Confusing and tasteless. No, it's not like that.
At all.
It's not a good analogy.
I do have some good news for you. Not good news. Let's start the show with some good news or continue the show with some good news. Actress Amanda Bynes posted some photos of herself looking a little bit more like she used to and less like her blue wig wearing bong throwing self. She posted photos attending a Fashion Institute of Design merchandise debut runway show in L.A. a week ago along with her parents.
Good.
Her ugly father even? Wait, mm-hmm. Okay.
After some bizarre behavior and legal troubles that we chronicled on this show quite... thoroughly. She is slowly making an appearance back on social media. She spent several months in rehab for treatment of mental illness, and since then has deleted all of those previous Twitter posts. Yeah, she looks great.
Oh, good job, Amanda.
She looks great. And yeah, good job to her. Good job to her parents. And so some happy news. So they. Mad Men coming back soon.
Nice.
Which means the cast of Mad Men is out getting publicity for things.
Uh-oh.
And this time it's not John Hamm's penis. Nope.
Aww.
It's January Jones. She posed nude for a photo shoot and admitted that she would like to sleep with Rihanna.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a shoot for the digital magazine Violet Grey, which I had not heard of. She divulged secrets of her personal life, including which celebrity she'd be willing to have sex with. Asked about the greatest night of her life, the 36-year-old actress said it was the day her son was born. She went on to skip a question about her favorite gift she's ever received, claiming it was too personal to share, and later admitted she received more attention as a blonde than as a brunette or a redhead. Shocker. Asked whom living or dead she most wanted to go to bed with, Jones responded, let's play a guessing game. Ted, are you reading ahead?
Already looked, sorry.
Okay, this one will just be for you, Becca.
Oh, it's not who you just said?
Well, there's two. There's a male and a female.
Oh, okay.
I will give you some hints about the male.
Okay.
It is an actor.
Okay.
He is dead. Let's see, you can ask questions. We'll see if we can do this in a couple questions.
Okay, is he, like very recently dead or, like, black and white film era?
Dead within the last decade or so.
Okay, okay. Is it someone who's, like, considered a classically handsome leading man?
Yes.
Okay, dead within the last decade or so. Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Was he considered one of the cool people in that article we read about on the Monday show?
No, he was not. Oh. He was not mentioned in that one.
Robert, okay, sorry.
It was Robert Redford, not okay. Him.
Ah, is that a clue?
It could be a clue. He's done films with Robert Redford and Tom Cruise. He drove.
Oh, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
She said that she would like to have sex with either Paul Newman or Rihanna. As for her real opinion of John Hamm, she's called him funny, but also dark.
Ooh.
That's interesting. I would love to hang out with dark John Hamm.
Right.
Dark Hamm.
Well, that's what watching Mad Men is like.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I wonder if he's dark because he super is into character on set and that's the only place she sees him. Or what the deal is, but she also declared her most valued beauty product was her night cream and confessed that she'd love to be able to keep Betty Draper's Movado watch when Mad Men wraps up. So she might be able to keep the Movado watch. They should be able to. So Mad Men coming back on AMC in April, and they're splitting it. I hate when they do that, but they're splitting it like they did with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
The final season will have two different parts.
So this is for sure the final season?
Yes. Yep.
Well,
final season.
That's good because it's good for me because usually right when they're about to run the new season, they finally put the old one up on Netflix. So that means I get to watch last season, which I haven't seen yet.
I believe there are through season 5 on Netflix.
Yeah. I've seen everything that is on Netflix, but I think... Now, if they're going to start season 7, they'll put season 6 on Netflix.
I have to catch up, honey. I'm behind.
I know. You're like years behind.
I've watched one and a half seasons. Okay.
Interesting.
I thought that would be interesting.
No, it is.
It's a great show, though.
I'm curious, Becca. Who is your favorite character on Mad Men? Who would you... Let me ask you... Let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
If you could spend an evening just having drinks and hanging out, which character on Mad Men would you want to hang out with?
Oh my gosh, that's hard. I feel like I would not get along with any of them. I mean, Peggy is definitely my favorite. But oh my god, nobody. Can I pick Trudy?
Like, you can.
Pete's wife.
You absolutely
like, she
can.
She seems pretty sunny and nice. And it's funny because I know I'm a year behind everybody else.
Sure.
And in season 4 when... Oh, can I say things from season 4 that
yes,
are spoilers or not spoilers?
It's going to be season 7. If you haven't caught up with season 4, screw you.
Okay, so season 4 when Dawn remarries.
Yes.
What? Oh, Jesus.
I did not really dig his wife. Season 5 I did get to really like her.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course about the time you like her, You know, and so I don't know what's happened in the last year, but her, she and Trudy and I will go out for cocktails in Manhattan.
There's a lot of things going on in the show.
I don't think Peggy would even like me, but I like her a lot.
Yeah, you know what? I would probably go, if I were to hang out, I would want to hang out with Ted Chaw. I think that would be the guy I'd want to hang out with. I know it's not one of the main Madden guys, but he seems to be a good dude. He'd hang with you. He wouldn't just ditch you to go bang a chick.
Yeah.
He'd be in love with Peggy, but you know, that's to be dealt with. So, Ted, do you have somebody you'd want to go hang out with on Mad Men?
What comes to mind is actually Don Draper, even though his morals are kind of in the toilet. He seems like a fascinating guy with a lot of fascinating information and insights about advertising, which I'd like to hear about. You know, just for a day or a lunch. I don't want to spend too much time with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's, but, yeah. That's what my fear is that he would just get really, really drunk and be, like, sloppy.
Yeah.
And I'd be bored with that.
I can't imagine any, like, I think about all the sales guys and I'm just like, I just wouldn't even want to talk to them, and they wouldn't want to talk to me because I wouldn't want to sleep with them, and I didn't have any money to buy ads. Like, it would just be terrible. I don't drink really. Yeah, we'd have nothing in common. I'd just be like, can I have all your furniture and your clothes?
My number two would probably be Harry, because I like Harry, because the TV thing. And then the third one would be Roger, because I know Roger would get me laid. I just know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because Roger would be about hooking. Roger Sterling is about hooking you up, and yeah. Then... hooking you up with the one he's not into so that he can have the rest. That's Roger. So yeah. Anyway, sorry, we devolved into Mad Men for a second.
It's such a good show.
It is fantastic. I'm starting to think McDonald's is what leads to bad things.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And we talked about one last show where someone set a car on fire because she couldn't get a McFlurry. Well, Oklahoma cops are searching for a McDonald's patron who pointed a gun at a teenage drive-thru worker after discovering that his order was missing an item.
Well, what was it missing? Let's get some context before we judge him.
It's true.
It could have been a McFlurry, guys. Come on.
A female cashier told police that a vehicle came through the drive-thru late on a Tuesday night and the driver picked up an order. But after discovering the bag was short an item, the male passenger became upset. That's according to police in Chickasaw, which is 40 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. At that point, the suspect, who was in the vehicle's back seat, pointed a gun at the employee and warned, "Don't make me use this," and "Don't let it happen again." Cops received conflicting accounts over which item was reportedly missing from the order. The cashier said the customer complained that the dipping sauce was not included in the order, while another witness said the dispute involved French fries.
Which one was it?
The police are investigating the matter as a felonious pointing of a firearm. Whether or not the gun was real or the incident was actually a prank. So we don't know. It was fries or it was dipping sauce or it was a real gun or it was a fake gun.
What kind of reporting is this?
Pretty shoddy.
It's the smoking gun.
Was it a real smoking gun or a fake smoking gun? Oh, never mind.
.com.
Oh.
They have cameras on the cars going through the drive-thru and license plates and whatnot, right?
Yeah, so you would think so.
They can identify you pretty quick, I would think.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
I think just don't pull guns at McDonald's or any place you patronize, just don't pull a gun.
Unless it's a McFlurry.
I'm just starting to think that just stay away from McDonald's. Bad things are happening.
Yes, you're great. Don't.
They should totally do like a McFlurry ad campaign that's like so good you'll blow up a car for it. Like you'll commit arson for a McFlurry.
Our fries are so good you'll pull a gun if you don't get them.
Our dipping sauce, so sumptuous. Let's go across the pond, shall we?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
A British man who lost $133 to an online scammer said he's getting his revenge by sending the man Shakespeare's complete works via text message. That's right. Ed Joseph, who's 24, of Bristol, England, says he paid $133 to buy a PlayStation 3 gaming console online, but the seller never made good on their deal. Joseph said he turned to Shakespeare, whose characters often executed their own elaborate revenge plots, and discovered he could cut and paste entire plays into a single text message that would be split into many smaller messages by the recipient. Let me do this in the right accent. I was really annoyed and I was trying to think of ways being more in the position of power because I felt so helpless about it. My first thought was that I could try and pretend that I had found out where he lived, but that was a bit of a cliche and I wasn't going to worry him really. Then it just occurred to me you can copy and paste things from the internet into a text message. It got me thinking, what can I send to him? Which turned into, what's a really good long book? Which ended with me sending him Macbeth.
Oh.
Joseph said he has thus far sent 22 plays, including Macbeth, Othello, and Hamlet.
Huh.
He says the plays have so far resulted in a total of 17,424 text messages.
Oh, let's hope that guy has unlimited.
Well, Joseph has unlimited text and data plan, so his scheme isn't costing him any extra money. He said the scammer isn't too pleased with his revenge plot.
I got the first reply after an hour, and then after a few more abusive messages after that. His phone must have been going off pretty consistently for hours, but recently he's taken a call of me and given me abuse on the phone. I tried to ask him if he was enjoying the plays, but he was very confused. I'm going to keep doing it. If nothing else, I'm sharing a little bit of culture with someone who probably doesn't have much experience with it. I'm not a literary student. I'm not an avid fan of Shakespeare. I've just got a new appreciation, you could say, for especially for the long ones. So,
oh, sir. Maybe you have to give it, just move on after a while. I don't know. I think you made your point.
Well, if he knows where this person is and his phone number and everything, is there no recourse, like legal recourse for getting his money back?
Probably not. That's worth his time.
130. But yeah, well, clearly this is worth his time, though.
Right.
Like, how much time are you spending doing this, buddy?
But, well, if you can copy and paste the entire thing and then it just splits it up on receipt,
I
into
guess
multiple
that's true.
Ones. If he's just copying and pasting, that doesn't take that much time.
Yeah, he's probably done like 10 transactions to do these 17,000 texts.
Yeah, that's select all, copy, paste.
I get it. But still, like, you're carrying around this anger about this guy over for a long time. It may not. I don't know. Good for you. Revenge.
Yes. I'm going to see if I can send Ted to Bill O'Reilly's book that way.
Wasn't it Shakespeare who said revenge is a dish best served cold?
I believe so.
Before the Klingons said it.
Yes, before the Klingons.
I don't know if that's Klingon. Is there a way to block anyone who sends you texts on your phone? I surely don't know how to do it.
I would think there is.
Maybe this guy's not bright enough to do it.
That's probably.
Anyway.
Oh, no, he keeps sending me text messages.
I can't understand it.
I couldn't stand it. I called him up and yelled at him, called him a wanker. He keeps sending him.
You know, as you get older, you would think you would get brighter and more mature, but not necessarily. In North Carolina, a senior citizen was taken to jail and charged with two counts of assault and battery after she allegedly started a food fight at the Golden Corral in Wilkesboro at around 3:45 on a Tuesday.
Is that a place where food is unlimited?
Yes.
Okay.
According to the Wilkesboro police, 64-year-old Polly Richards instigated a fight with 69-year-old Linwood Moore after he cut ahead of her in line to pay while she was preoccupied with getting a drink. Witnesses saw Richards curse at Moore and shove him against the wall after grabbing his shirt. At some point during the altercation, Moore was also slapped in the face. During the incident, Richards also allegedly threw a plate that cracked 62-year-old Faye Cardwell in the leg and caused swelling on her shin and knee.
Aww.
While she was being placed under arrest, Richards told police, "Just take me to the expletive jail then."
Good gravy.
This is so crazy. It's like everyone in the line is retired. They're all eating dinner at what, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Right. It's dinner time. They're cranky.
The Wheel of Fortune's not on for 2 hours. Of course they're cranky.
Right.
Get out of my way.
Oh, so delightful.
Have some potatoes. You know,
something like that happened to me when I was in like fourth grade. I got in a fight in a cafeteria about who was in line first. But, you know, it hasn't happened since I was 8. I'm kind of surprised people in their 60s are still getting that riled up.
Oh.
64 is the new 8.
Older. Yeah, I don't know. That whole story just sort of tickled me in an unfortunate way.
I'm sure there's a video.
I did not see it.
Just wistfully wishing, but that's just me wanting
there wasn't, because no one in their 60s has their cell phone out
that's
to
true.
Tape anything.
At the Golden Corral.
Well, the Golden Corral probably doesn't have security footage. Because, I mean, what's going to happen in the line to pay for stuff?
Is that a chain of some kind, I wonder? Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hometown buffet kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like a corral of food.
Indeed, it is.
Oh,
how dare you pay in front of me?
I was here first. Taking too long with your asparagus?
That's how old people talk.
You old son of a bitch. Take me to fucking jail.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or Tool.
Whoa.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, demanding customer service be better. Ted.
Demanding is probably not the best way to go about things, so especially with a gun. So I'm going to go Tool because of the demanding part.
Becca?
Tool.
It's kind of cool if, unless you're threatening immediate bodily harm. I think if we don't demand customer service, we're never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
Never going to get it.
Never going
to. Woo, woo, woo. Woo. En vogue, everybody.
That's right. Up next in Cooler Tool, elaborate revenge plots. Becca.
Tool.
Ted.
Oh, they can be funny, but I have to go on the side of Tool.
I love it. I really do. I love that story so much. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be the type of jagoff who tries to hose people out of $133 and some bullshit thing, you deserve 17,000 text messages. Yeah, so take that. And finally, in Cooler Tool, this is a tough one. Old people, Ted.
Aw, I'm going to go with cool, even though not all of them are cool.
Becca?
Cool.
Here's the thing. I can't generalize because...
When?
It's true.
It's Cooler Tool, Nate. Cooler Tool. Just pick one.
No,
I'm just kidding because that's what...
No, yeah, that's I get it. Absolutely fair point. Fair point. Tool.
Whoa.
Why, you whippersnapper?
Except my dad.
I'm going to throw potatoes at you.
I'm giving an exception to my dad.
Aw.
He gets the parental exception.
Well, mine don't get the exception.
You said they were cool.
I know they. Oh wait, they. Never mind.
Are my parents old people yet?
I don't think they are, honey.
No, it's hard to say.
I mean, do they go to Golden Corral at 3:45? That's the gauge.
If they do, they're taking my grandma there.
Oh, okay. So that's it for Cooler Tool. Thanks for playing, everybody.
I think I dissed my parents. Did I do it incorrectly?
No, you did it pretty directly.
Okay, they're the exception to the cool that I was saying. Is what I'm saying.
No, you said your parents are cool and they're old.
No, I did not say they're cool.
No, he went the other way. Like you said old people are tool, but your dad is cool. And he said old people are cool, but not his parents.
There we go. I'm glad we clarified that.
Okay. I don't know that I would categorize my dad as cool. I'm just saying he's not a tool.
Aw.
So
right. That's fair enough.
Let's be fair. I'm not gonna go, oh my God. But you know what my dad can do? He can order stuff on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. So there's that.
That's pretty cool.
He's 70 and he can manage that. So why aren't you?
Oh, that's really good.
Bob. Yeah. Bob. Why aren't you Bob?
Jerk.
Hey, come on. Bob can do speak out. That's also technologically advanced. No, wait. Maybe he can't because all the speak outs are just about Bob. Does
Bob.
He even see them?
We'll find out. We may find out later in the show.
Ooh. Mm. Spoiler.
Okay. There's a lot of reasons to impersonate a police officer.
There
really?
Are?
Name one. Besides, I'm working a bachelorette party.
Okay. Good reasons?
Yeah.
So that you can drive fast places.
Oh.
So that you can hit on chicks at bars.
Hmm.
Oh.
But a Georgia man had a different reason. He wanted to get a free continental breakfast from a Dunwoody hotel.
Oh, that's really sad.
He's been arrested now. His name is, I believe it's pronounced Roche, R-O-C-H-E, Roche Harris. Charged with impersonation of a police officer, simple battery, theft by taking and loitering and prowling. Back in December, he went to the Staybridge Hotel and attempted to eat the continental breakfast, even though he was not a guest. When he was confronted by staff, he allegedly threw hot water in the manager's face. That is not okay.
Definitely not.
Last month, he returned to the hotel and displayed a badge in an attempt to pass himself off as law enforcement to get free food.
Same hotel?
Mm-hmm. Mm. According to Officer Tim Fecht, Harris returned to the hotel again on Sunday and began taking food again. Employees called 911 after recognizing the 36-year-old, and he was taken into custody. My guess is he has issues.
I think you're right.
Either that or he really loves their continental breakfast.
Right.
I almost want to go just for that.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to go to Georgia just for their continental breakfast. Must be delightful. So good news for Hulk Hogan, too. He got his shoe back.
From the Iron Sheik?
No, sadly. A tourist returned the pricey shoe that she had stolen from his store in Florida. The white wrestling boot, which was autographed by Hogan, was stolen from his store in Clearwater Beach. a week ago, police said the Michigan tourist who took the shoe decided to return it, which had an estimated value of $5,500.
Who would pay $5,500 for a Hulk Hogan shoe?
Well, they're custom made. They're one of a kind. The woman stole the shoe on a Sunday, but employees didn't notice the theft until they looked at footage from the security camera 2 days later. Police indicated the theft may have been a coordinated heist. They believe that four white females, can't trust them, who may have been spring breakers, entered Hogan's Beach Shop. After 4 minutes, a large statue of Hulk Hogan fell over, and when employees were distracted, the woman took the boot. Clearwater police said the woman admitted that she did, quote, a stupid thing. The woman had already returned to Michigan, but arranged for people she met in Clearwater to return it to Hulk Hogan at his store. Police have not filed charges against her, but an investigation is ongoing. Hulk Hogan, meanwhile, has decided that retirement from wrestling doesn't suit him. He will be back for WrestleMania 30. Thankfully, only as a host, not as a wrestler.
I wish he wasn't a host.
Yeah, I know.
He grates my nerves so much.
Thank you!
He keeps flubbing his lines as he goes out there.
He's
such a doofus.
Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome. Someone had to say it.
Here's the thing. Most of my friends are just huge marks for Hulk Hogan. So if I say anything, they're like... Blah, 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 blah.
Really? Did they pay attention? Like, early on, in the like early 80s, I liked Hogan. But once that ego got out of control and he went crazy, went to WCW and did all sorts of crazy shit. Like, dude, he just bothers me so much. He's such an egomaniac. He ruined wrestling. I have strong feelings about this.
Yeah, well, preach, Ted, preach.
Can you tell him when WrestleMania comes to Santa Clara?
He had this, like, he decided he was going to do a match with Macho Man Randy Savage in, like, this triple stacked up cage and take on 8 people and beat them all up and then bring out these movie stars, like the guy who played Zeus in No Holds Barred, and I'm going to beat that guy up because he's Hulk Hogan and he can do anything. What a train wreck. He's very sad. Okay, I'm done.
Since you brought up the Iron Sheik, I decided to go to his Twitter page. Okay. Here's the Iron Sheik. The Iron Sheik is taking on something big this time. He's taken on an ocean.
An ocean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought
the one that ate the Malaysian
talk.
Airline?
Yep. He tweeted in all caps, fuck the Indian Ocean. Then later, Indian Ocean, I going to break your fucking necks next time I see you. Hashtag MH370. And then Justin Bieber worse than Indian Ocean. Hashtag MH370.
It's a good comparison.
Priorities. Yeah.
Priorities.
I thought he was going to say something about the cover of Vogue.
And then he also tweeted something very, very puzzling. Even for the Iron Sheik, this puzzles me.
Wow.
He tweeted 6 hours ago, and this would be on Monday because we recorded this. The Mexicans always go to the Philadelphia. Mark Sanchez, you are worse than the Tom Hanks in the Philadelphia.
What was wrong with Tom Hanks in the Philadelphia?
Tom Hanks was in that movie Philadelphia, and he had AIDS.
Right. I don't know. Let me look very quickly.
Is he homophobic? Is that the Iron Sheik's problem?
I don't know. Let me look real quickly. Mark Sanchez draws interest from the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay. He was released by the Jets. I was just curious what was going on here.
But he's not likely to win an Oscar. Maybe that's what the Iron Sheik means.
I have no idea what it's very confusing.
I think Tom Hanks won an Oscar for Philadelphia.
Yes. Very confusing.
Okay, just one more thing. At the last Monday Night Raw, Hulk Hogan said, what you going to do when the Hulkamania and the memory of Andre the Giant run wild on you?
Yeah.
Was that a little ridiculous and disrespectful?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
He's ridiculous and disrespectful to everybody.
I'm done talking about Hulk Hogan.
Thank you.
That's the most passionate I've ever been on this show.
It's
possibly true.
Possibly true.
I think Ted's been watching wrestling when I haven't been looking.
Did you get the new WWE Network?
I've been trying it out, actually. Yeah, just a free trial.
I didn't even know we had that.
Oh, I didn't think you wanted to watch, honey.
I live with you, and I didn't know we had
this. What other secrets are there?
I've watched maybe a couple of matches from a couple of different pay-per-views. I haven't been immersing myself in it.
But isn't there like a stupid reality show on there that I was interested in?
Oh, is there?
I thought there was going to be a reality show where live together.
Yeah, there's a bunch of reality shows.
Oh.
So I haven't checked it out yet.
And
I missed signing up for the 1 week free trial.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't had a chance to look at it.
Okay.
Well, so I don't know.
It's not the greatest app, but, you know, everything is there. All the pay-per-views are there. So you just have to know what you're looking for and search and find them and watch them, I guess.
Yeah.
How's that for enthusiasm?
And you get them live, too. The pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. If I keep it. I don't know.
It is $9.99 a month.
I know.
Six-month commitment, though.
Salt those wounds.
Six-month commitment.
Yeah.
I have not gotten it myself.
We already accidentally bought Amazon Prime, so who knows?
Amazon Prime is awesome.
It was worth it. We got to watch Veronica Mars.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All three seasons. And
two,
a movie.
And two-day free shipping.
Yeah, I've been using that, too.
Yeah,
I haven't ordered anything.
Aw.
I should.
You can.
Okay.
If you do, make sure to go to the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, do that.
.com.
Good idea. I need new shoes.
Mm-hmm. A Michigan man is facing felony charges of resisting and obstructing a police officer and misdemeanor count of disturbing the peace after
McFlurry.
He refused to stop speaking at a township board meeting and exceeded the 3-minute time limit.
Oh, snap.
Looks like out of Parks and Rec.
I'm sad Christiana's not here for this story. Mark Adams, 59, was arrested at a meeting of Bridgeport Township on March 4th after he refused to stop airing his grievances about a local government, even after the township supervisor, Augie Towson, asked him to summarize his points and sit down. He was asked to wrap it up by the township supervisor, and he refused and continued to talk over him. That's according to the town manager, Rose Licht. Quote, several times the supervisor asked him to take a seat and he refused. And the police department asked him to have a seat and they took him out of the building. According to Licht, Adam has been escorted out of two meetings in the past, but this was the first time he was arrested. It's a long time dispute, Licht said. If he would have wrapped it up, he would have been fine. Adams accused the local government of violating the Freedom of Information Act, police harassment, corruption, hate crimes, and described some of the alleged activities as, quote, Taliban style.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what that means. Quote, freedom of speech doesn't have time limit. There are no limitations when you talk about your constitutional freedoms, Adams told Fox 17. However, when you're in a meeting, there are time limits because people got to go home.
And everybody deserves a chance to talk, not just you.
Well, yeah, you can't filibuster. I mean, that's the whole thing. You don't get to filibuster. Oh, there's video. Hold on. Fox 17.
Oh, we get to listen to this.
Let's see if this actually plays. We'll come on. You know you want to.
I want to hear his speech.
I want to hear the. Oh, I got to scroll down. Hold on. Let me see.
Don't
none of these are going to play.
Don't limit his constitutional freedoms, Internet.
Such a tease.
This is so Taliban style.
I know.
Fox 17 is killing me.
It's from the Taliban.
Come on, Fox 17, don't hose me. Oh, there we go. I was clicking in the wrong place.
Oh.
Full News, Fox 17, News at 10 starts right now.
Are you coming to violate my rights? Really?
You mean to sit down and believe you're disturbing me?
You're throwing me in? No, I'm here to redress my grievances.
You're under arrest. You are now under arrest. Do not resist.
Now, that's very much.
First on Fox, a man in Saginaw County facing felony charges after being arrested at a township board meeting this month for going over his allotted speaking time. This happened in Bridgeport Township, which is located near I-75 between Saginaw and Flint.
Now, to be fair, when the cops came over, he was actually going away from the podium.
Oh.
So it was like they came over and he was like, all right, fine. He's going to like gather up his papers. And that's when they arrested him.
But apparently he'd been doing this.
You're under arrest.
Quite a bit.
Don't resist. Don't resist. We wouldn't want to have to tase you.
Taliban style.
Don't resist. Taliban style. That is on the secret menu at an In-N-Out Burger. I would like a Taliban style.
Now, I had requested 15 minutes of time. Please. I'm only on number 2 of the list. And now you're coming to violate my rights? Really?
You can sit down and believe me. Disturbing me. You're
an explosive scene in the Bridgeport Township Hall.
We're now under arrest. Do not resist.
Mark Adams was pulled from the podium by several officers.
No, he was actually going, like I said, he was going away from the podium. Yeah, this is all bullshit.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Do not resist.
Yeah, don't resist.
Club him quick. He's walking away.
Township Supervisor Augie Towson.
Now, to be fair, this is why TV stations go to meetings like this. It's in hopes that something like this will happen. Just in full disclosure, Fox 17, owned by the same company that owns Fox 41 Network.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Good luck, Mark Adams. You are a patriot, I guess. I don't know. Certainly long-winded. Either way. Have you guys ridden the bus lately, or at all? You know, not like school bus, but like public transit bus.
Yeah, I've ridden public transit. Yeah,
I used to take it in San Francisco.
Sure. Well, in Seattle, a woman chugging whiskey and claiming to sell meth and expletive in the back of a Metro bus flashed a fellow passenger, and when that failed to earn her $5, tried a knife instead. That's according to Seattle police. According to the report of the incident, three friends were riding the rapid ride Route E northbound on Aurora Avenue at 1:45 a.m. on Monday when the suspect, who was drinking from a large bottle of Jack Daniels and acting loud and vulgar, offered them a shot. Well, that was nice of her. They declined the shot, and depending on who you ask, a female passenger either gave the suspect a dirty look or told her she was acting like a skank. See, that's where getting all judgy works against you, ladies.
Yeah, ladies.
Ladies.
We're judging you.
Yeah.
For the way
all,
you...
For being all judgy. Because then it gets on the lady-on-lady judging. It's bad.
That sounds hot. No, wait.
According to the report, the suspect threatened the female passenger, telling her, quote, "I'm going to get off the bus at your stop, and I'm going to beat your expletive."
I bet you said ass.
Could be. The female passenger went to the front of the bus to report the incident to the driver. By the way, when did it become okay to drink Jack Daniels on a bus?
I was wondering that, too.
Maybe she was doing it stealthily.
Once the female passenger was gone, the suspect lifted her shirt and showed her breasts to the male passenger, then demanded $5 from him.
That's not how it works. Always get paid up front, ladies. Always get paid up front. Wait, is that right? I don't know.
When he refused to pay her, she reportedly pulled out a folding knife and threatened to stab him if he didn't pay. Jeez. The passenger, feeling threatened and believing the suspect capable of stabbing him, joined the female passenger in the front of the bus to report it. The driver then pulled over and called 911. According to the report, the suspect stood next to the driver and helped describe herself to the 911 dispatcher. Behavior the driver described as surreal. The suspect walked off the bus before officers arrived, but they found her nearby and arrested her. She was booked into the King County Jail for investigation of robbery.
Oh, maybe she stole that Jack Daniels. Or the knife that she had threatened.
Or the shirt she lifted up. It's not clear.
Not clear.
None of this is clear at all. But
was she a skank? Dirty look? Who knows?
All I could think about when I was reading this story was Weird Al's song. Another one rides the bus.
Right.
Sadly, I don't have it prepared, but that was what was going through my mind. And this is why you don't ride public transit, people.
I'm just entertained by the business model of just flashing people and being like, give me $5.
Wow. I could use some extra money. I should try that. No, it didn't work in New Orleans. No one gave me beads.
Yeah, it didn't find out work at all.
How hard I tried. Oh, what's wrong with my bosom? Never mind. You don't need to answer that question. I know what's wrong with it.
Nothing, baby.
Thanks. You give me beads for my bosom, right, honey?
Yeah.
Yay. Give me $5 now.
Give me $5 for my bosom. Here's your sample. Give me money.
Now, are there any boobs good enough that you would just spontaneously give $5?
Yes. Yeah, probably. But probably not the lady drinking Jack Daniels at the back of the bus. Just saying.
Maybe a quarter? I don't know. Something.
Well, it's hard to say. There was a scene in Dallas Buyers Club, speaking of which, where Matthew McConaughey's character is in a strip club, and he's preoccupied with something else, and the dancer said something to him about, whatever. I forget the exact dialogue back and forth, but he gave her $20, said, just keep shaking it. I'll see it from over there. Because he went to go talk to somebody else.
Wow.
Here's $20. You just keep shaking it. I'll see it from over there.
Nice.
I was like, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was, it was very, I don't know. Here's the thing about being a guy. A lot of things sound awesome in theory, but in reality, if they actually happen, probably wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I'm riding the bus and a woman suddenly flashed her boobs. Yeah, it sounds great, but it's not the woman you were hoping to see.
Right.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not the boobs you're looking for.
These are not the... These orbs are not magical. I don't know. There's that. The idea of having... here's the interesting thing. Guys watch porn, and lesbian porn is very popular because you see two women. But I think that most men would be just so incredibly uncomfortable if they were put in a room with two lesbians having sex that it would be just completely disconcerting. Because it's just very... It's one of those things, it sounds awesome, but in reality, no.
Oh, Hef is getting transported over the microphone.
Yeah, I don't want him to unplug the podcast. He got be bad things.
He got hefted.
He did.
Lived up to his name. Good he job, did. Heft.
So yeah, I don't know if that were, if there's a lot of the same things for women where it's like, this thing sounds like the greatest thing ever, but if it actually came to fruition, it would be horrible or just absolutely not what you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a specific example, but I'm sure that's probably the case with,
well,
most like sexy things are probably sexier in theory than in practice.
Well, my guess is if a romance novel were to actually play out like it does in the book, it would probably be if that actually happened to a woman, she would probably be more creeped out than anything. You know, man with the open shirt walks in and just gives her a come hither look. No, he's the creepster.
No, case in point, the Twilight books. If you really break down, like, it's supposed to be all romantic and stuff that what's his name, the vampire, Edward, like, he always knows what Bella's thinking, like, where she is. He can arrive at any moment in her life. She wakes up and finds him, like, she's sleeping and he's, like, sitting in her room just watching her, protecting her. Like, she essentially can't ever be alone. He can always overpower her and he watches her while she sleeps. And it's supposed to be like super romantic that he's so dedicated.
Wow.
But in real life, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, that's super stalker. That's...
And he's always barely restraining himself from sucking out all her blood because she smells so delicious.
Aww,
you know?
That's romantic.
There's four books of romance and the movies and the whole thing about this, but it sounds awful.
You know, I will give teen girls the pass for reading that because they're teenage girls. What is wrong with 40-something-year-old women reading these same books and thinking, oh, my God, that is so romantic?
Yeah, I don't know. 40-something-year-old women should be watching True Blood for their sexy vampire experience and leaving Twilight to the children.
Yeah. And Harry Potter. Leave it to the children.
Wait a minute. No.
No?
No.
No.
No, Harry Potter is wonderful.
It's fun times.
Yeah, and it's not creepy. It's not for sexy times.
No, it's not at all, despite the wand waving.
Wait, sweet and what? Wonderful. I loved the Harry Potter books. I tried the Twilight books and I couldn't do it. I read one.
Oh. Do you know sometimes when you sleep, I just look at you, staring at you hungrily, finding the urge to bite your neck? Just kidding.
It's just because I fall asleep at 9 o'clock and you don't go to bed till 1, so you're staring at me going, like, really? I wish she didn't fall asleep on the couch because I would like to play some video games right now.
I want to watch WWE Network that you don't know we have.
If you really want to creep somebody out, just wake up a little bit before them and just intently watch them while they're sleeping. And do it like pull a chair up next to the bed and just sort of watch them and wait for them to wake up. Oh. And then when they wake up, just be like, I've been waiting.
Remember that Jimmy Stewart movie we watched? We all watched for Netflix, and his wife had that like overflowing ashtray and she was just staring at him sleeping.
It was
like,
so freaking creepy.
All those cigarettes, and the minute he opened his eyes, she was like, do you want a sandwich? So random.
Oh my goodness.
That is attentive. That right? is attentive.
Attentive 50s wife. Like, I'm just going to stay awake and smoke in case my husband wants anything when he wakes up.
Oh, I think it was 30s wife.
Oh, yeah.
It?
No, you're right. Yeah. It was earlier than the 50s.
Way earlier than the 50s. That was before cool was even a thing.
Creepy.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what's happening out there. It's a strange, strange world. You know, no matter where you are.
Nope.
Sometimes you're in Florida.
Oh, that's always a strange world.
Fortunately for you.
I'd like to point out that the Hulk Hogan boot stealing story also happened in Florida. So that was like a little Florida prelude.
Yeah, a little bonus.
Yeah.
Well, a Jupiter woman says she didn't call Jupiter police to report she hit her ex-boyfriend with a truck because she doesn't talk and drive.
Ah.
Oh.
That's right. The woman was arrested early last Monday after Jupiter police say she hit her ex-boyfriend with her truck and drove off. She told officers she didn't call for help because she, quote, doesn't talk on the phone while driving.
It's very responsible.
Yeah, Kelly Gates, who's 21, faces charges of leaving the scene of an accident with injuries. According to the police report, she was released from the jail when she made $3,000 bail. According to the report, she was fighting with her ex-boyfriend, Mark Kennedy, near Jupiter Beach Inlet when she decided she wanted to leave, but he wouldn't let her. She told officers once she managed to get into her white Ford F-150 pickup, he ran toward the truck, and that's when he was hit. She says she didn't hit him with the truck, but instead he rushed at her truck as she drove away. Officers noted in the report there were plenty of well-lit places she could have stopped to make a phone call. Kennedy, who's 30, was sent to Jupiter Medical Center with a broken right thumb and cuts on his leg.
So wait, now he's her ex-boyfriend? When did that happen?
Apparently before this.
On impact. Oh, okay.
On impact.
It's over.
Is that a deal breaker when someone hits you with their vehicle and doesn't stop to call the police? Is that when it's over?
That's when it's over, honey.
Yeah. Well, there's a police sketch now. It's Gainesville Police Department have released a sketch of Urinator. And that's not a superhero. Three more women have reported being urinated on by a man near the University of Florida campus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and
pretty gross.
In late February and early March, four incidents were reported, according to Gainesville PD. Since media coverage of those crimes, three more women have reported being sprayed from behind by the culprit. One victim helped police create a sketch of the urinator, according to Facebook post. The more recent incidents happened, I won't tell you where they were. They were around campus. When the victims confronted the suspect, he exposed himself and then ran off, as one would do. He's described as a 25 to 30-year-old, 6-foot-tall black man of medium to chunky build with short curly hair and a dark complexion. He was last seen wearing gray or dark hoodie and baggy jeans. So, yeah, the urinator. I don't know what would possess you to be the urinator, but
I feel worse for knowing he exists.
Well, yes, yeah, he's not a good dude.
Why's it got to be ladies all the time? Go pee on some men and see how that goes.
Well, he doesn't get off by doing that.
Yeah, honey,
is
you
it
think
a
of
getting
his.
Off thing?
Probably. There's something in there. There's something. Obviously, there's a mental issue here.
Because how do you pee when you're excited?
Well, I'm not saying he's excited at that point. Well, how do you pee when you're excited? Well, you know, I'm like most men, all over the place. Yeah, the aim goes everywhere. If you've seen Me, Myself, and Irene, this is a great. It's the best explanation of it ever. Have you seen Me, Myself, and Irene?
I am not.
Okay. Well, Jim Carrey is a split personality, and I won't get into the plot, but his other personality has sex with Renee Zellweger, who is Irene. Renee Zellweger? I could have that all wrong. I don't know.
Do you want me to look it up, or does it matter?
If you could, please. Okay. just so I don't drive myself crazy. Anyway, the evil self took over and had sex with her at night. He wakes up in the morning, and he's trying to go to the bathroom, and you see his stream headed off into different directions, and he's like contorting himself. He grabs the painting off the wall to try and deflect it from in the air back down into the toilet, and ultimately jumps into the shower. It was Renee Zellweger.
It is Renee.
in order to do that, and he yells in the bathroom, "Irene, why am I peeing like I was up all night having sex?" So that's, yeah, when you're excited, it just sort of goes all over the place. Your aim is terrible.
It's like having a hose that's just totally taut.
No. Yeah, is that
a good analogy?
I don't know. But here's the weird thing. It's like having a hose and just putting your thumb over the end of it, and it could spray in any direction.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. So anyway.
Aiming is harder. Okay.
I kind of thought the two activities were somewhat mutually exclusive. But
they're supposed to be, but it's possible, certainly.
Yeah.
I've read that, too.
It's not a good thing to do.
No, avoid it.
Yeah, it's sort of like you can you know, suck when you're swallowing. You can have water and food go into your lungs. It's like that, but completely different.
Practicing.
Yeah, there's social media is a bad thing sometimes. Well, a British burglar whose mid-crime selfie was mistakenly sent to his victim's work colleagues was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in jail. Ashley Keese, 25, of Rotherham, England, pleaded guilty to burglary and being in breach of suspended sentence. It was sentenced to 32 months in jail. His accomplice, Anthony Hunt, pleaded guilty to burglary and was sentenced to 18 months in jail. The court heard Keist and Hunt stole electronics, jewelry, and an Audi A4 from a home while the owners were on vacation. Police say he used the SIM card stolen from the house to take a selfie with his own phone during the burglary. He had a stolen SIM card from the property and used another phone, took a selfie, and posted it on the WhatsApp Messenger application. I'm not familiar with that one.
Neither am I.
However, unknowingly, he also sent the picture to the victim's work colleagues, who became suspicious and contacted police. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get when you deal with somebody else's SIM card.
I think the phrase mid-crime selfie.
Mid-crime selfie.
Like, the fact that that's, like, such a cliche now that we can have, like, multiple stories on the show about the mid-crime selfie. Like, the mid-crime selfie should just never exist.
Or the post-crime selfie.
Well, that just means you have way too much time to do the crime.
Or not a lick of common sense.
Yeah, I was hoping to not have to play this, but have you heard this song yet?
No, I have not.
This is...
Seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl, do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so
tacky.
Who wears Cheetah? It's
sort of.
Not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After dinner in the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
No, I've not heard this before.
It's the Chainsmokers. The song is hashtag selfie. It's, yeah, it continues like this with this great beat.
Let me take a selfie.
It's made for a techno club.
Yeah, so that's it.
All right.
That's the song. You're welcome.
I prefer stroke into this one.
I have leopard print shoes and a leopard print bag.
That's good.
Okay. Filter. I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want to look tan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about living with my bitches, hashtag live. I only got 10 likes in the last 5 minutes. Do you think I should take it down? Let me take another selfie.
Is this what it's like in the ladies' room? Because the video, they're in the ladies' room. That's all of this girl talk is going on in the ladies' room.
Well, this is how old I am. Because the first... This isn't something, this doesn't sound familiar like my ladies' room experiences, but I did read in the Sacramento Bee today about social media and teenagers and the phenomenon where if teen girls will post a picture like on Instagram, and if it doesn't get any likes within like 5 minutes, they'll like take it down. Like,
wow.
Immediately, you know?
I can't imagine being so concerned about people liking me to that extent.
Oh, hold on, one more.
Oh, no. Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Oh, wait, never mind, I'm fine. Let's go dance. There's no vodka at this table. Do you know anyone else here? Oh, my God, Jason just texted me. Should I go home with him? I guess I'll take a good selfie. Let me take a selfie.
All right. Well, that's what we've come to.
I should take a selfie.
Also, fun fact that I read in that story in the Sacramento Bee about teens and social media.
Yes.
They were surveying teenagers, like, I don't know, I forget the exact number, but like more than 1,000 of them in this area to kind of get teen social media habits. And like the vast majority of kids surveyed said that, yes, they see pictures of their peers having sex about once a month at least.
Wow.
I know. So that's just... We didn't have that when I was growing up.
Yeah, I don't want to see pictures of my peers having sex.
No, I don't either. Can you imagine?
Depends on my peers.
Like all your coworkers and stuff are like, look at what so-and-so did this weekend.
Let me take a selfie.
Forward to all. Yeah, no, that would be terrifying.
It's on Instagram. Instagram video with a filter. With like the does this make my ass look big filter.
Oh, man. This is so awkward. Speaking of awkward stuff, have you ever had the experience of, you know how if someone has a smartphone and they're like, they're standing next to you and they want to show you some pictures and they're like, let me find those pictures. And they put it on like grid so you can see like a few different pictures.
Sure.
And like, then there's like naked pictures like in the grid and they're standing right there like sharing the phone with you. I've had that happen to me a couple of times. It's awkward.
I've
never
not.
Seen that happen.
No.
Did you give them $5?
I didn't.
Okay, just wondering.
It was a relative, and I was super embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I won't ask any questions.
No,
I'll not speculate, but go no further.
But yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
I don't know why Tone Loc came up, but there you go. You can never tell. All right, small town news. Becca?
Yeah.
To send you off as a regular cast member of the Nate Darling Show. It's Speak Out.
Yay! I'll miss you, Bob.
In 1491, we all believed the Earth was flat. In 1957, scientists thought the existence of black holes was humorous. Today, the idea of intelligent extraterrestrials beings is mythical. Time, our greatest asset to life, will lead us to questions we seek. 2035 is just around the corner.
Bob?
Okay.
I don't know.
That was an extremely, like, existential sort of speak out.
Why 2035?
There must be some weird extraterrestrial thing coming.
It's the new 2014.
It's true. Google Veterans Jobs Act Bill of 2012. Never heard of it? That's because the Republicans in the House vetoed it before it had a chance to provide thousands of jobs for our returning vets. Just food for thought. Bob.
Way to veto the bill, Bob.
School boards are right to let the residents speak up about the proposed veteran tax break. Cuomo has the appearance of giving something back to veterans, but with people who make the difference are in the lose-lose situation. Pay more or look unpatriotic. What a choice.
Bob.
Hey, what happened to the push for renewable energy? Is it less expensive to install hazardous pipelines and nuclear reactors than it is to put up a wind farm or a solar farm? The North Country won't be the breeding grounds for dirty, non-renewable energy corporations. I can answer that. You can put them up. They just don't generate enough power to and deal with it all.
It's interesting that this speak out seems to skew liberal. Like, usually it's really conservative, and this time they're like, what about solar energy? What happened to the veterans bill? Like, it's the liberal speak out.
The year is 2014. We need to be pushing the practice of using renewable energy. This political battle over fossil fuels needs to cease. Personally, I don't see how installing a pipeline under Lake Champlain and in the backyards of citizens is going to help us reach a green future.
It's true,
Bob.
And finally, giving property tax breaks to just veterans would have been a bad decision. Are they the only worthy citizens? How about certified nursing assistants who work in nursing homes?
Like me.
This is the most difficult job in the land, and day to day they are our truest heroes.
Wait, what? that's not self-serving, I'm sure.
It's a hard job, and it's appreciated that you do it, but...
It's not the hardest job in the land.
I don't know that it is.
How many, like, hidden bombs are there in the nursing home?
You mean places where the old people have pooped?
I mean places where you might lose your life or limb.
Oh.
Because that's what the veterans are dealing with.
Right? Some of them poop pretty hard.
Not that being a certified nursing assistant is not a super hard job. I'm positive that it's very hard.
Well, I mean, I think the point is, what about other people who have hazardous jobs? When does the whole... I mean, look, if you volunteer to go into the military and you serve in the military... I'm all for letting you have a break, because when you're in the military, you don't get paid that great.
And you endure a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you're... a lot of trauma.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God. So look around, and if you're complaining about the fact that veterans are getting a little bit too much, maybe you need to take a step back and really think about it. Really think about what people are doing, and don't be such a... fucking self-absorbed prick. That's the lesson to take away. Quit being such a fucking self-absorbed prick,
Bob.
Right? Like, who's more selfish than nursing assistants? Come on.
Certified selfish. That's right.
Fully Jewish. Wait, what?
Oh, sorry.
That has nothing to do with anything.
It doesn't.
We're not a selfish race.
Playing that.
Okay.
I do. Here's one, just as a makeup.
Judaism, son.
Oh, that made up for it. Thank you. I feel better.
Yeah,
we want to do that.
So, wait, no. Okay.
Anyway, that's going to do it for the show.
Becca's last show?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the clock is ticked past the time. It's time to say goodbye.
What's our farewell tune?
Well, it's
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh. It's not.
Oh.
It's Pitbull and Kesha.
Kesha. Aww.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, something you'll enjoy. Becca, thank you for the year plus of enjoyment that you've brought to the show.
Absolutely.
Your stories, your humor.
Thanks for having me. It was super fun. And I know I will talk to everyone again before too long.
Yeah, we'll have you back. We definitely want to hear about your New York trip, so we'll have you back and talk about that.
Oh, yeah, if I survive my exams.
You'll survive. You'll have your binder of answers ready.
Yeah, I'm compiling this gigantic Leslie Knope-style binder of, like, every possible question they could ask me and all my answers. I get up and work on it every morning at 5 a.m. for real.
It's true.
At least
I think it's true. I'm asleep. But it seems true.
Right. For all you know, I'm just telling you that and playing Candy Crush.
I know you're watching the WWE Network.
Playing dumb about it.
Yeah, we both bought it and we didn't tell each other.
That's craziness.
So
anyway, everybody have a great weekend. Again, thank you, Becca. Thank you, Ted. Feel better, Christiana. And Well Hong podcast on Monday. And Diana Hong joins the cast on Wednesday of next week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? 'Cause it's about to go down.